Well, next to Ukraine, US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin are set to meet this Friday to discuss an end to the war. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky won't be at the meeting. The EU has condemned this by saying a path to peace can't happen without Ukraine. With us now is the presenter of BBC's Ukraine Cast podcast, Vitaly Shevchenko. Vitaly, what do we know about this Trump Putin meeting?
Well, the only thing we know is that Zelensky is not going. That's definite at this time. There have been reports that the administration of Donald Trump is keen to achieve some sort of deal where Ukraine hands some territory over to Russia. And that's something that really displeases both Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine and the people of Ukraine after, 3.5 years of fighting during the full-scale invasion. And since 2014, when Russia first attacked Ukraine, they're now possibly going to be asked to abandon that territory. And that seems to be terribly unfair to them. And overall, Donald Trump's policy towards Ukraine has been contradictory, confused, and chaotic, really, because he keeps flip-flopping on whether to talk to Vladimir Putin, for example. Just a couple of weeks ago, he said he's not interested in talking to the Russian president because Donald Trump suspected that his Russian counterpart merely deceived him. So now this meeting is going ahead, and also last Friday, according to Donald Trump, should have seen tariffs imposed on Russia's trading partners, tariffs of 100% if Russia didn't stop attacking Ukraine. Well, it didn't, and no sign of tariffs. So it's a confusing situation, Keane, that seems to be terribly unfair to Ukraine.
Well, it seems confusing, as you say, but could the meeting be perceived as being redundant because Ukraine is at this stage out in the cold on this?
Well, it's true that Russian forces have been making progress in Ukraine. It's been slow and costly, but it's progress nonetheless. So that's one thing that puts a lot of pressure on Ukraine. And also, even if Volodymyr Zelensky doesn't like whatever deal Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin reach in Alaska, what can he do? Because Donald Trump has a really powerful lever to use against the Ukrainian president. He can just suspend once again the supply of military and financial aid to Ukraine. And it's highly questionable whether Europe would be able to replace whatever America is not giving to Ukraine. So it's a really difficult situation for Volodymyr Zelensky. Fair or not to Ukraine, this deal is something that he might just have to accept.
But could we look at this as a starting point? Because President Trump has said in the past that he had planned to start off with Russia, and then there's a shot at organising a trilateral meeting with both Putin and Zelensky.
Starting point, maybe. The difficulty in having a meeting between the three presidents is that if whatever Putin and Trump agree is totally unacceptable to Ukraine, and it looks like it might be, well, quite simply, what's there to talk about other than present Volodymyr Zelensky with something they've decided, and he will not have much choice in rejecting it, honestly.
Well, you talk about pressure on Ukraine. We've also seen secondary tariffs being put on India for buying Russian oil last week. Is that putting any sort of pressure on Russia?
It might. There have been reports of India rethinking its strategy of buying oil from Russia. But unconfirmed, as far as we know, India keeps on doing it. Between the two of them, India and China are two biggest buyers of Russian crude oil. So if, and it's a big if, Donald Trump goes ahead and imposes some sort of tariffs on China, that will put more pressure on Russia, especially because in China has a lot more clout with Russia as well. But at the moment, it's 20% that he imposed on India and nothing else. So far, we've seen a change in Donald Trump's rhetoric. He's become more critical of Russia. But honestly, Keen, that's just words so far. In terms of action, almost all of his actions, or lack of action for that matter, they seem to be benefiting Russia, including previous supply interruptions to supplies of assistance to Ukraine.
BBC's Vitaly Shevchenko, thanks for joining us this morning. It's now 7:29. We'll have the news headlines after this break.